From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
On the eve of general elections, the Bahamian public vent their concerns. A multi-million dollar tourism project in Antigua stirs opposition from environmentalists. And an international conflict inflamed by Canada's sale of Cuban pyjamas. I'm Carol Orne. This is BBC Caribbean Report. Tonight is the eve of general elections in the Bahamas. Tomorrow's poll comes 5 years after islanders witnessed the exit of Sir Lyndon Pindling from office following 25 years in power. Key issues have reappeared: increasing crime, growing unemployment, the continued high illiteracy rate, and a struggling economy. Back in 1992, when Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham's Free National Movement took office, he outlined what he viewed to be the islanders' main concerns.
There's no question that the PLP had been around for too long. People had begun to feel that they had become arrogant and unaccountable and to some extent unfeeling. There's a high level of unemployment amongst the young population of the Bahamas, and the government didn't seem to be doing much about it.
Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham speaking on Caribbean Report in August 1992. Unemployment to date remains at a record high, and with some 14 murders committed in the first 3 months of this year, tackling crime has become a chief platform concern for both parties.